Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today, I want to talk to you about organizational energy. Last year, in the beginning of 2017, I recorded three podcasts in a row where I had just come to the conclusion that there actually was a cycle to getting organized. The first step is decluttering, the second step is organization, and then the third step is increased productivity. And since recording those podcasts about 9 months ago, I have really been thinking about this process of going from decluttered to organized to productive. And I fleshed out a couple of these ideas on the podcast throughout the last 9 months. And now I'm ready to give you another seminal podcast, another big mindset shift in how you view this whole topic of getting your home organized. I want to unpack what each of these ideas are and really the energy behind decluttering, organizing, and productivity. And also, I'm going to touch on the ideas of cleaning your house and decorating your house and how they dovetail into these different areas. Now, if you are a homeowner, if you live in a dwelling, which is probably all of us, there is a leaning you have towards one of these five. You either focus on decluttering, organizing, productivity, cleaning, or decorating. And you find podcasts or bloggers or influencers that have that same focus that you do. Like, I highly doubt any of you are seeking out Organize 365 as your cleaning or decorating resource. I almost never talk about these two topics, and they're not two things that I do very well. I outsource both of them because I literally cannot even tell the difference in paint colors, nor do I remember what color your walls are if I'm in your house. I'm much more focused on organization and productivity. Now, every blogger, podcaster, thought leader, book that you read based on someone in this space will definitely have a leaning towards one of these five primary, and then they may touch on a few of the others. My primary orientation is always on organizing. How do we get a space organized? And I organize based on functionality so that the space will function how you need it in this phase of life. It may not be a decorator masterpiece. It might not be clean enough to pass the white glove test, but it's going to be organized and we're going to know what's in that organizational space. And in order to help you get organized throughout the years, I've realized that the first thing we have to do is declutter in order to even get to organization. And for those of you who've been through the 100-day home organization program 3, 4, 5, some of you 6 times, you realize that you can only organize the space so many times, and then you just naturally go to increasing the productivity of that space. That's where I am in my house now. It's really frustrating, actually, that I can't spend a whole day organizing a space in my house. It only takes a couple of hours. I know. If you're not there yet, you're like, oh, well, I'm so sorry that frustrates you. Get in your car and drive on over to my house. You could be unfrustrated all day just doing one closet. But it's true. Once you really learn how to be organized for your phase of life, then when you have a space that becomes cluttered and disorganized, you can declutter it and organize it quickly. And then you focus most of your time on productivity. Organization, in my view, is matching like items with other like items and then getting containers that fit the stuff that you have. Now, you should also remember when you listen to my podcast that while I try to create a podcast that can be listened to anywhere in the world and by any generation of person, I do have a United States perspective. And in this particular podcast where I'm talking about the energy of decluttering, organizing, and productivity, you will see my U.S. tendency come out more and more. Here in the Midwest, in the USA, I'm going to follow the seasonal changes in temperature, also the seasonal changes in our U.S. holidays that we follow. So just think about that as if what I'm saying and the energy that I'm saying does not match you, especially if you live in a different country, it could just be because these energies are US energies and not necessarily completely applicable to your country. But as you listen to my thought process and how I've come to terms with what these energies are, you'll be able to make those adaptations on your own. There are also a couple of other big life events that may impact these energies that I'm going to tell you about that would change your energy for a season or for a year. Some of those would be like selling your house or planning a wedding or having a baby. All three of those are going to cause you to go through these cycles faster, to generate your own energy and your own deadline to get these things done. Or sometimes you're just getting ready for a more regular big event like a quinceañera, a graduation, a bat mitzvah, something like that. All of those items are going to put fuel on the fire and have you meeting these energy deadlines faster and in a different order. So the energy I'm going to tell you about the court that you follow in a course of a year is just for the typical average American that doesn't have any really big events happening that year, your regular typical average year, which of course we know never really happens. When we think about decluttering, organizing, productivity, I want to talk to you, number one, about who is involved in each of those activities, which will come into play. And then also how your time is spent, whether it is mental or physical. So let's talk about decluttering first. Decluttering is the act of going into a space and removing what no longer needs to be there. For the most part, a decluttering activity is done as a group, as a family, or you need the input of the other person if it's not your own items that are being decluttered. So you could declutter your own items anytime, but there are definitely seasonal times of the year where it's easiest to pull in your spouse and your kids and help get them help you get decluttered. Also, decluttering is 90 to 70% physical and 10 to 20% mental. And why I give that range is originally I wrote down it's 90% physical, 10% mental. And that's true if you're going to go in and organize a space that's gotten decluttered over time and you're removing broken toys, trash, food, clothing that doesn't need to be there. That kind of organizing is definitely 90% physical, 10% mental. Why I put it might be 70% physical and 30% mental is when you're decluttering items like storage room boxes that have a lot of memories attached to them, or you've gotten through the easy part of decluttering and now you're doing more refined decluttering of getting rid of projects that you know you're never going to do again. That's more of a mental exercise, and then the physical of getting rid of that project. Now, organization, just sheer organization of like, I'm going to organize the silverware drawer, I'm going to organize my closet, that's 50-50. It's 50% action and 50% mental. There's the mental of getting started, which is huge, and then the physical of emptying out that space, and then you're back to mental again, where you're making the decisions of do a few things, more things need to be deleted or discarded or donated, and what kind of containers are best for this space. Once you make those mental decisions, you're back to physical of just putting everything that needs to go back in the drawer or back in the closet back in with the correct containers and then discarding or donating the rest. So it is a back and forth action, mental action, mental action, and it's about 50-50 in organizing. When you get to productivity, you are to 10% action and 90% mental. So now you're thinking about, okay, well, I organized the closet and that worked, but do I want to have a uniform? If I have a uniform, what's my uniform going to be? Well, if I'm going to buy those jeans, am I going to buy the size I am now or the size I hope to be if I lose 10 pounds? How many of each pair of pants do I need to buy? Do you see how this is all happening in your head? Like nothing's happening in the closet. By the time you make the decision, yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to do a capsule wardrobe and I am going to have 5 pairs of jeans and they are going to be this size. Then you physically go out, you buy the jeans and maybe new hangers and you put them in the closet. But that only takes 10% of the amount of time. 90% of it was deciding that you were going to do that, how you were going to do it, what you were going to do, and when you were going to do it. Now, cleaning is 100% action. There is very little thought process that goes into most cleaning. Like, you look at the windows, you realize you can't see through them anymore, they have to be cleaned. Very quick thought process. Now it's just a matter of, are you going to clean them or is somebody else going to clean them? So action needs to be taken. Same with vacuuming, taking out the trash, doing the dishes, doing the laundry. There's very little mental that goes into it. It's mostly physical action. The only mental that I see that goes into cleaning is us trying to justify and avoid and try to make more productive a task that just has to be done on a regular basis. And I'm sorry, I can't even speak to decorating because it's not even in my lexicon. I just don't even have it. So I'm just not even going to touch on cleaning at all or decorating at all. So why am I talking about these energies, especially if I'm not going to talk about decorating at all? Well, my whole goal in this podcast is to help you get your home organized and live a more productive life so that you can get out there and do what you were meant to do, what you were created to do. The big thing that's inside of you that only you could do and give to the world, that is the gift I want to see you give. And in order for me to help you do that, I know that the biggest thing holding women back from living their best life is the day-to-day that they're stuck in their homes. If I can help you get your house decluttered, and then organized and get you productive, then you don't need me anymore. And you're out there doing the thing that you were uniquely created to do. That is my goal. That is my mission. That is my purpose. That is really, really hard to do through a podcast. I mean, it's working. Like, you guys are getting decluttered and organizing. And oh my gosh, the emails you send me about how your lives are changed, even after listening to the podcast for 1 week, it is miraculous and humbling and awe-inspiring and awesome. Like, you guys are amazing. You are amazing, amazing women. With that said, it's not an easy feat. What I'm doing here, our conversation today, you and I, as we're talking about your home and getting you decluttered, organized, and productive, it is really super hard without pictures, without visual, without me physically being next to you, to be able to share a story in a way that will inspire you to take action on your own goal of decluttering, organizing, and making yourself more productive. And one of the ways that I've been able to do that a little more effectively that I didn't realize but I'm unpacking right now is because I am usually, especially if you're listening to this podcast as it's released, I am relevant in the energy you are currently feeling. So while the 100-day home organization program follows a cycle of organizing your kitchen and then your bedroom, bathroom, and closet space, and then we move on to the living areas of the family, while that makes sense when I tell you about it from an 80-20 standpoint, 80% of your time is spent in the kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, closet area, so we do those areas first. Makes 100% sense, right? Well, what if you do the 100-day home organization program and you start it each time and you only get through the kitchen the first time and you only get through the kitchen, the master bedroom, bath, and closet the second time? First of all, that's like 90% of you. If that's what happened to you, totally normal. And when I explain these energetic times, you're going to see why you stop after you get through each of these energetic times. You are building your organizational muscles. You are building your stamina. This is not a sprint, you guys. This is a marathon. And the first time you do the 100-day home organization program, you enter it with a sprint mindset. And you think, yeah. She says it's going to take 3 times going through this 100-day program. Well, not me. I'm going to wait. And I'm not going to sign up until it is the perfect time. And I know I'm going to have all 100 days to devote to the program. And then I'm going to hit it hot and heavy. And I'm going to go through it once and done. And I'll show her that I can get organized faster than anyone else. For those of you that are in the program, you are roaring in laughter as I am. And for those of you not in the program, you go, what? What do you mean? What? I am going to do it that way. That is how I'm going to do it. That's right. That's how you think you're going to do it. And then you get in the program and you realize, okay, there's a lot more to this organization than I realized. And my organizational, my motivational muscles are built because I'm motivated and ready to do it. But my actual decluttering, organizing, and productivity muscles are being built and are being developed because I am in a marathon. And that is about right now in the 100-day home organization program is when all of the Facebook messages and emails come through saying, oh my gosh, I am so glad this is a lifetime membership because I don't know what I'd do right now if it wasn't. Like, because I can't make myself finish it right now, or life has happened, or for whatever reason, I'm not going to finish the 100-day program right now. And my response is always, good. Give yourself grace. We're going to hit it again in January. We're going to hit it again in April. We're going to hit it again in August. And as you hear these organizational, these energy cycles in a minute, you'll see why I don't leave the 100-day program open all the time. Like, you find it and you're frustrated because you're all excited with the podcast. And why can't I join it? Like, why is she making me wait? I'm making you wait because I know you'll be 10 times more successful if you start the 100-day home organization program, number one, with a group, and number two, at the correct energy time of the year. So here we are on this podcast. I can't reach out and touch you, and I can't, and this isn't a video. This is audible, which I think is good because it makes you really picture your own pictures in your mind, and I'm kind of guiding the pictures that are being created in your mind in your own unique space. Okay, so I love that it's audio. But it is not easy to motivate you to take action through an audio podcast, especially if you're walking the dog or driving right now. Because I'm going to tell you to take an action and you'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do that as soon as I get home. But you're not at home. So unless you pull over or stop walking the dog and take action on the phone right away, it might just be another time you're hearing me to say it, which is fine, which is going to build up your muscle in order to take action again next. This is a transformational journey we're on together. From you recognizing that the thing that you need in your life is to be organized, and for at the end of this, for you to have done that, to become organized, and through the process of becoming organized, you become productive and you realize how amazingly awesome it is on the other side to live not just with less, but with your definition of what less is and what is essential to you and the things that you use and love. And then you want to tell the world, like you want to become a Sunday basket licensee, you want to become a professional organizer, like you want to help other people experience what you have experienced. All right, so let's talk about these energies. And I'm going to start with January. And I'm going to start with January for two reasons. Number one, it seems like when people want to get organized, they think about January. So we will start there. And then also, I'm starting with January because I want you to hear this energetic cycle as it hits you right where you are today. So you are listening to this in the second week of November, if you're listening to this in real time, and you'll see how you're actually right now, this week, starting the next declutter cleaning phase, which is going to lead into the organization of January. And while we think the organization of January starts January 1st, it actually starts December 22nd. Random date, right? Like, seriously, Lisa, how did you figure out December 22nd? I will tell you how I figured out December 22nd, and it's just my own observation. So, you know, if somebody else has better statistical proof, let me know. So let's start with January 1st. When people want to declutter, organize, set New Year's resolutions, they think on December 31st, okay, this is the year I am going to get organized. And the energy behind setting New Year's resolutions is this idea that we have a brand new slate ahead of us. We have a brand new year. Now, if you've listened to my podcast and you've listened to, I think it's podcast 134, where I talk about my three New Year's, I actually believe we have this New Year's Eve energy to us three times a year. We have it definitely on New Year's Eve. And then we have it again sometime in April or May. And we have it again sometime in the end of July, beginning of August. These are all times when we get this idea of this is a new season. This is a new time of year. I can do and accomplish anything if I set my mind to it. And so I'm going to set the intention of getting organized, losing weight, getting out of debt. We do this on December 31st. And some people in my family get up on January 1st and they go, yeah, I'm going to start that on January 3rd. I am reading the book because you guys have told me to read it by Gretchen Rubin about the four tendencies. I will be bringing you a podcast about that in December. Some of you have said you think I'm an upholder. I think I probably am an upholder, and I lean towards a questioner because obviously I'm always questioning everything, right? And one of the things I did when, obviously, if I'm questioning when the beginning of the year starts, I have three different times the beginning of the year starts. So at the end of April and the beginning of May, we have the same energy again. Okay, the summer is coming. This summer, I'm going to be able to accomplish X, Y, Z. And then towards the end of the summer, depending on when your kids start back to school or when your fall starts, if your kids start back to school, this energy hits you about middle, end of July, where you're like, okay, we're going to hit this new year strong. We're going to have the best school year ever. If you do not have children in school, this usually hits you about the middle of August, and it really starts for you on Labor Day because you don't have children, so you don't have the exact back to school date. But usually by Labor Day, this energy has hit everyone here in the US. So we start the year with this energy of I can set a new intention. I can change the way things have been. I can get organized. And it's an organizing energy. It is not a decluttering energy. It is a, I want to get organized. Now, people who want to get organized and they start off hot and heavy in January and their home is very cluttered, get very frustrated very early because they realize that they can't really get organized because there's just too much stuff. So if you have not decluttered before January 1st and you want to get organized, then you hit a roadblock early in January and sometimes you just peter out and that's the end there. For those that realize, especially in the 100-day program, they realize, you know what, I never did declutter. I see that other people are organizing. I'm not ready to organize yet. I mean, it's 15 minutes a day. I can't possibly declutter and organize when I have piles and piles and piles and every drawer is a junk drawer and the closets are all a mess and like I don't even know what I'm going to wear tomorrow. You can't start organizing when you're in that frame of mind. So the most successful people in the 100-day home organization program and how I originally designed it to be done is they spend the first 100 days just decluttering. They go through all the same exact areas of the house and they only focus on what can I declutter? Not how can I organize the silverware drawer, but what in the silverware drawer don't we even need? Not how can I organize the front hall closet, just what in the front hall closet can we donate and do we not even need? And the whole focus the first time you go through the 100-day home organization program is actually to declutter. So that January energy can be used for decluttering in an organized way in an organized program or actually organizing. It's an equal energy. And those people who have already decluttered are ready to organize. Now, in the US, that organizational energy lasts a long time because we have winter. And so we're in our houses a lot, so we can, you know, get in the family room and that's when we really go through all of the board games and all the VHS tapes and all the DVDs and all, you know, like we could do that more minute organizing because there aren't other things competing for our energy. That organizational energy usually lasts through January and February and even the beginning of March. It starts out like a roaring fire, like you have in your fireplace, and you can continually add logs to the fire, like being in the 100-day program, you see the success of other people, it fuels you on. But as you get towards February, it starts to become a much smaller fire. And in order to keep it going, you need to kind of fan the flames and give yourself extra energy to keep going in February, because February is a month of, it's a very isolated month, I find. It's the month when people spend the most time indoors. The fewest amount of social activities happen in the United States in February. In January, we still have like President's Day and Martin Luther King Day, and we have a lot of bank holidays and people go on ski vacations or there's still a little bit of that leftover holiday flair from December in January. People are all gung-ho on their New Year's resolutions. And then you get to February and everyone's kind of in their house doing their own thing. And when we get to October, which is the second month in a productive cycle like that, you go into productivity. You don't go into productivity in February. In February, you tend to go into introspection. This is the best month to organize your paper. This is when I always organize my filing cabinets. And when you really think about it, if you're ever going to go through your filing cabinet, it usually happens in February, especially here in the U.S., because we're getting for tax day. And I tend to file my taxes in February. Some people do it in March. And the latest you can do it is the beginning of April. So you're inside. This is also a great crafting time. If you're a craft person, you could start a crafting project like the middle of January, and you'll be able to craft all the way through April. So if you want to set up a scrapbook table in your family room, now's the time to set up the scrapbook table in your family room. Also, there are not a lot of sports going on in February. So football has ended in the U.S. I'm not really sure if soccer is start. I don't think soccer really starts. Practice might have started, but the games haven't really started yet. There is basketball. We're big on basketball, but there's no baseball. So there isn't a lot of sports to watch on TV, but there's also, as a family, not a lot of sports that you need to go and attend. So again, as a family, you are home more in February than you are any other month that I can think of in the United States. So you're at home doing crafts, doing paper organizing, doing more of the finite and intricate paper organizing. Great time to go through your photos. This energy goes into March. The saying is March comes in like a lamb and out like a lion, or in like a lion and out like a lamb. I can't remember. One of those. It comes in with one energy and it goes out with the other energy. And what I notice is sometime in March, especially here in the Midwest, it probably happens maybe late February, early March down in the South. But here up in the North, it happens more towards the middle of March, end of March. There will be an unseasonably warm day. It does not mean winter is over, but it means we have our first taste of spring is coming. And as soon as we have that day that is unseasonably warm, whenever it happens, that's when your energy switches. And the it's such a abrupt switch in your energy. You go from being totally happy crafting and organizing paper and photos and just reading a book by a fire to, we have got to clean this house today. Like today, open up the windows, clean all of the comforters, like clean this house top to bottom. And this cleaning energy hits, it just hits you. It overcomes you almost like you're preparing to have a baby and you have to clean this house top to bottom. You'll have a great burst of energy also because the days are getting longer. And then you realize, oh, summer is coming. You've just come out of the shortest days of the winter where we have the least amount of sunlight, and you're ready to start getting out and doing things again. But it's a false energy because you get another snowstorm, you get another cold weekend, you can't really get outside and do anything yet. So you have all of this cleaning energy that has been reignited, but now you're kind of like sitting in idle and your engine is revving and you can't really go anywhere because while you had this one nice day where you were able to clean, now you're going to get another 3 weeks of snow or cold and you're back into staying inside, but you're not happy being inside anymore. In February, you're totally fine being inside organizing photos. Now you're like, I could organize the photos, but you just never get the energy back to finishing whatever that project is. The best thing you can do for yourself at this point is to pack up the project and put it away. You're inside anyway. Go ahead and pack it up until next January. I know you're like, but I want to get that project done. I'm telling you, as you listen to these energy cycles, you'll realize realistically, you are going to have to fight so hard to finish those craft projects that the energy of packing it up and putting it away is going to free you up for these future energies that are coming. And the more you can just do the project for the energy that is there seasonally, the more productive you'll be, the happier you'll be, and the more organized your home will be. All right, so it's March. We're going to go ahead and pack up any of those big projects that we've been working on. The cleaning energy has started to come. And this is when I, on Organize 365, run the Family Decluttering Month. March is Decluttering Madness Month, or I think that's what it's called. But anyway, in the month of March, what I do is I encourage you to help your whole family get decluttered, because not only you are interested in this energy, the same energy hits your spouse and your kids at the same time. They don't know what to do with it. They just want to go outside and play or something. But you can capitalize on that energy that hits them and say, all right, we're cleaning out all of the bedrooms. We're cleaning out the closet. We're cleaning out whatever. And they will have that energy that you can capitalize on, and they can help you do so much decluttering faster. So this is a time to declutter. Decluttering is done as a family, and you need their input on what can be given away. I'll go through all of that, or you can go back through and listen to those podcasts that I did last March to hear all about decluttering, and sign up for Declutter Madness as a family. It's really, really fun. As we end March and we go into April, the energy then becomes more organizing again. So we've gotten this new burst. We've usually done some cleaning. We've done some decluttering. Now we can see new areas in our house that can be organized again. This is when I'll open up the 100-day home organization program again, like I am today. And you can join in April and get started on organizing your house. There's a burst of organizing, and then we end that new year, the end of April and the beginning of May, or all the whole month of May, doing a lot of family activities, memory making. We're not really going to declutter, organize, or be productive at all. We're just in a memory making, family enjoying life energy. Towards the end of May, you will start to get this planning energy. It's very short. And the planning energy is for summer. What are my big rocks that I want to accomplish in summer? It's a totally different planning energy than you had on December 31st. On December 31st, your planning energy was for the entire year, to look at the entire year ahead of you next year and set a yearly intention. This planning energy at the end of May is really for the next 10 weeks. In the summer, what do I want to get done? 1, 2, 3. There are usually there's one big goal that you want to get done and two things that would be nice to get done. For me personally, now that I'm no longer teaching in the classroom, it is almost always a home project energy. And I have a list of home projects that I want to get done over the summer. When I was a teacher, and what I notice in my teaching friends who get the summer off, is it is a home organization energy. And I mean, it is, if you're a teacher, you're like, yes, amen. It is this overwhelming energy that you have to do everything you possibly need to do in your home. Declutter, organize, be productive, everything that your family needs to be done in 10 weeks so that you could be the best teacher you can be next year. And you know, if it doesn't get done by July 31st, it is not getting done until next June 1st. So teachers, I have something special coming for you next summer. I'm going to help you accomplish this goal. Don't you worry your pretty little head. For those of you that are on more of a yearly calendar and you don't have that that teacher seasonality to you, then summer has a lower organizing energy for you. There is an organizing energy in June. We get probably the most professional organization calls in the beginning of June when homeowners want to declutter and organize their house. But this organizational energy only lasts through the month of June, sometimes the first week of July, and then it peters out. And July is very much a experience life again. The days are really long. We talk to our neighbors. We grill out. We do a lot of social activities, tons of sports, vacations. There's not very much decluttering, organizing, or productivity energy in the month of July. It's just kind of a, for a type A person, it's purgatory. For a type B person who just loves to be and enjoy, it's like their happiest month of the year. Like, we just get to go out and be. And for type A people like me, it's like I just mark that whole month off on my calendar. Like, okay, well, July's here. And because even I can't be productive in July. It's like, as I've said before, it's the Bermuda Triangle of months. You don't know what happened there, but you definitely lived through it. Then we get to August. August has a lot of decluttering, organizing, and productivity energy all together. We are getting ready for the school year. And there is more decluttering and organizing energy in August than there is at the beginning of January. So you set the intention in January to get your house organized and you started on an organizational path, but the energy is higher in August. And I think in the US, it is because we have the energy of the sun behind that intention of getting organized. We also have the new school year, if you have children, but even if you don't, people have told me it is true. The productivity of setting the intention of what happens from September to May is much higher and more impactful and more intense than the energy that you have in the end of December. So this is a great time to declutter kids' bedrooms, getting them ready for a great school year. You prioritize your decluttering energy in August with your children first. Usually the spouse is not really into decluttering at this time like they are in March. It is more of a mom, child, or whoever is a primary home caretaker, child energy. So that stay-at-home parent or the primary parent who is running the household and the children are in that decluttering phase, but the person who is not doing those tasks is not as much in the decluttering energy. Declutter kids' bedrooms, declutter living spaces of the houses is very high, and then getting organized and productive and setting schedules for the new year happens in August. In September, school has started. Most kids started sometimes in August, sometimes in early August. And so they go into this energy of September where there's a lot of accumulation of school paperwork, of expectations of other people. But by the second week in September, other people's expectations have been fulfilled. Children are onboarded into school. The house has been decluttered and you're really, really ready to organize. The middle of September through right now, the second week in November, that 8-week time frame is your best chance at getting organized and productive. So you start out organizing in September, but you also have this productivity energy. And the productivity energy is highest from the middle of September to the beginning of November. You just finished it. So think about your last 8 weeks. It probably was the most productive time of your year. As far as remember, productive is mental and a little bit of action. You made a lot of mental changes in the last 8 weeks. You may not have seen the physical ramifications of them yet, but you made a couple of key shifts in the last 8 weeks that were mental that will impact your productivity going forward. If your kids have entered new grades, like your youngest one entered kindergarten, you've thought a lot about what needs to change in your house productivity-wise. If you've made a shift from childhood to accumulation, accumulation to survival, survival to downsizing, your last child went to college, you've made a lot of mental thought about the new productivity that your home needs to have. If you haven't heard about my phases of life, they're in my book, The Mindset of Organization, and a couple of other podcasts, which will be repurposed next month. All right. So here we are today. You're like, okay, this is making sense. What's coming? Like, I always love people to tell me what's next. So here's what's next. You're getting ready to go into January. You're already thinking about it. Planners are for sale. People are talking about holidays. So you've just finished a very organized and productive part of your year, and you're starting to get overwhelmed by the holidays. We just finished the holiday blitz planning. Hopefully you did that with me. That's still up. You can go to organize365.com/holiday-blitz. We're going to have a great holiday season this year, right? You've gone through that. You're getting ready to go into the holidays. You're planning your holidays. Your house is not as decluttered and organized as you'd like it to be for the holidays, but your focus is not on decluttering and organizing anymore. There is a cleaning energy again here. You want to clean your kitchen before Thanksgiving happens in the US. You want to clean your house before you put up your tree or decorate for the holidays. You want to clean. Cleaning energy and getting through your living areas happens right now. So in the 100-day home organization program, it is not an accident how I designed this program. It really does follow all of the energies. Those of you that are already in the program know next week we're going to talk about the family room, then living areas, then we're going to talk about storage because you're going to put up all of your holiday decorations. So your storage room is going to be empty and we're going to talk about your garage. It's going to totally flow with the energy that you have. You're good to go. Some of you have found the 100-day home organization program this fall and you wish you were in it and you're on the waiting list. And the next time it opens up is the end of December. I am going to let you in. It will be open for 5 days. You can join now. And usually I say you can join and then you have to wait and you start in January. But what I realize about these energies are you want to organize your basic living areas. You want to organize your family room, living room, storage room, and garage right now. So if you choose to join the 100-Day Home Organization Program right now, we're going to let you into the online and the emails right away. So starting on Monday, you will start getting the family room organizing emails, and that will match the energy and the desire of organizing, especially in the U.S., leading up to Thanksgiving and the winter holidays. Also, the new planners are in. I am so excited. The new planners have been significantly updated. The content is pretty much the same, but I upgraded the quality of the paper, so it's twice as thick as it was before. We've added in divider tabs. I didn't know I could do that. So now December, January, February, March, and April divider tabs are in there, so you can flip to the month that you're in. We added more notes in the back, and each week we divided your notes page that you have into work tasks and home tasks. Remember, I say work is whatever you're passionate about, not necessarily a financial work. It's what you spend your time doing that is important to you. So the planner has been updated. The planners are arriving this week. I'm ready to ship them out. Those of you in the 100-day program already will be getting an email if you have ordered a planner that your planner is going to be shipped. If you want to add a planner on, you'll be able to purchase that. And if you join the 100-Day Home Organization Program, you'll get the new planner shipped out to you, but you'll get included in this, in the end of this 100-Day Home Organization Program. Also, another thing that was a big issue last time was that when the 100-Day Home Organization Program ends, the daily emails end. And then I go into this launch and I say, hey, we're going to have a new 100-day home organization program starting, and you stop getting daily emails. 50% of you emailed me afraid that you weren't in the program anymore and had to buy it again. And where is the link to buy it again? You have lifetime access. You're not out of the program. But what I realized was once you learn to get organized on a regular basis, you really want to be organized and you want to be receiving these emails every single day. So we are going to continue to send you every single day emails. And I've added in two new initiatives that will happen in between the 100-day programs. So you can keep getting that daily task, but I'm going to let you decide how you do it and when you do it. So here is the energy that is coming right now. If you're listening to this real time, in these last 6-7 weeks of the year, you're going to have a couple of waves of energy come at you. And they're going to come at you as waves, like all of this energy to do this one thing, and then you'll pull back. And all of this energy to do this one thing, and then you'll pull back. It is not a constant state of energy like you feel from the middle of January through the middle of March. It's more of waves of energy. And as you feel these different waves of energy, I want you to ride them, push into them. Don't push them off. This is the time of year when you think, oh, I should go clean this room. Go, get up and go clean that room. It will be harder for you to resist the urge to go clean that room than to actually just go do it. And while you're in the physical energy of organizing, decluttering, cleaning, cooking, your mind will be free up to do some of the mental energy that needs to happen during this time. So you will get an overwhelming urge to decorate the whole house one day. Do it. Cook all day. Do it. Go shopping all day to buy all the gifts you need to give at the end of the year. Do it. Declutter the kids' rooms, the toy rooms, the wherever. Declutter. And cleaning. I need to deep clean this house. The family is coming. Or I need to scrub and mop the floor. Do it. So you will have these waves of energy between now and the end of the year, and they will be cleaning energy, decluttering energy, not very much organizing energy, shopping energy, cooking energy, and really preparing and taking care of your family. So in the planner, what I have added are two-week checklists. And unlike the 100-day home organization program, where every day I give you an actionable 15-minute a day task, and I say, do this, do this, do this. And if you just keep following the plan, even if you don't do every day, your house starts to get organized. you're going to have these waves of energy to capitalize on. And when you get your decluttering energy or your cleaning energy, which you will get, then I want you to go to the page in the planner that has all of the decluttering and the organizing tasks on it. Now, for some of you, your house is pretty well organized at this point. You will still get the decluttering and cleaning energy, and you may focus on organizing a storage room or decluttering an attic, which is a very not in the family area part of the house activity, but you have the time and energy, so you'll go do it. Others of you are on the beginning of your organizational journey, and you are in sheer freakout mode that the family is going to stop by, either announced or unannounced, sometime before the beginning of the year, and you would just like them to be able to come into the first floor of your home or the main living areas of your home, go to the bathroom, have a snack in your kitchen, and sit in your family room and think, wow, you're doing a great job organizing. Like, I could see that you're on an organizational journey. When you get that feeling where you need to clean or declutter, you're going to focus only on those living areas that people see, because those areas aren't to the point that you want them yet. So the sheet in the planner says, here's how we declutter, and then a checklist of things you can declutter. This is not a, you have to go declutter all of these spaces. This is more of a, here are some, you have the energy, here's how you can capitalize on it. Which of these areas sounds good to you? Go do it. There's no right or wrong answer. There's no, this one adds to that one, adds to that one. When you get your cleaning energy, for me, I usually clean the kitchen floor. I like a clean kitchen floor. Other people may, you know, this time of year, clean all of the fans, the ceiling fans, or the windows. I never do either of those things. So you will gravitate towards which one you want to do. Now, for those of you that are already in the 100-day home organization program, if when the planner was launched in August, you bought all three planners, your planner is going to be shipped out next week and you will have these checklists already in there. If you are deciding that you're right, this is a good time, I do want to join the 100-day home organization program, your first planner is included in your lifetime membership. So you join and you sign up, you can pay in full or you can pay on the payment plan. And either way, your very first planner gets sent to you. After that, you need to pay for the planners. And my planners come out every one of my years, which is only a third of the year, which is a good thing too, because since I doubled the thickness of the paper in that planner, added divider tabs, and added a few more pages, it's getting kind of thick, you guys. It's like more than half an inch thick, this planner that is going to live in our Sunday baskets. If you want to hear more about the Organize 365 planner, you're going to go to organize365.com/planner. And you do have to be a member of the 100-day home organization program to purchase one. Now, spoiler alert, you can actually purchase the planner without being in the 100-day program, but then we go in and check and make sure you're in the 100-day program. So if you're not in the 100-day program, we're going to refund your money or ask you if you want to pay the difference and become a lifetime member of the 100-day home organization program. These planners are designed to help you get organized. And I find that the paper and pencil, you know, having a checklist to physically check off, it's a full color planner. It's been very much upgraded from the first one, but I have not raised the price. When I set the price for the planner the first time, I knew I would have to make improvements and I knew that there would be things I would want to change in the planner. I'm actually surprised how little we added or changed. It was pretty good the first go around, but now it is great. And I tell you that for two reasons. Number one, to know that the price isn't going up, so yay. But number two, nothing is perfect, you guys. If you think that, oh my gosh, Lisa's planner is perfect. No, it's not. Nothing on earth is perfect. Nothing. So if you're striving for perfection, you're never going to hit it. I'm never going to hit it. I strive for excellence. I strive to be excellent at everything I do, to follow through on my word, to put my best foot forward, to do everything with integrity, but I am not perfect. And even the planner that I put out the first time was not perfect. And this one is super good. Like, I mean, it's awesome. It's amazing. It's not perfect. I'm sure there's something wrong with it. I don't know what it is. I'm not a perfectionist. You don't need to be a perfectionist either. We are on this organizing and decluttering journey together. All right, so let's finish out these last 7 to 8 weeks strong. Let's say you're not in the 100-day program. You don't want a planner. Lisa, what is the energy that's going to hit me for the rest of the year? So I told you that the energy for the rest of the year is going to come in waves. There will be a cleaning wave. There will be a baking wave. There will be a decluttering wave. And there will be an organizing wave. There will not usually be a wave of productivity, but there will be a planning wave. Sometime around the end of November, I just get this urge to plan out my beginning of the next calendar year and really look at, once the kids go back to school, what is my calendar going to look like? So that planning energy will come too. When you get to December 1st, you know, November and December, you're going to have this cleaning energy. And then I'm telling you the date is December 22nd. And I know it sounds crazy that I'm giving you an exact date, but December 22nd this year falls on a Friday. Sometimes it falls on a Monday. And my blog traffic, my podcast listenership will double on that day, like almost to the day every single year. And what I finally realized was, is that most organizational companies, or most of us, think that we start organizing on January 1st. And that is not true. We actually start on December 22nd. And here's why. Number one, this is when the kids are let go and they are home for the holidays, usually back from college, home from school. Family starts arriving from out of town to come, and or you travel out of town and go somewhere else. But this is mostly if you're in your own house. I don't think this energy hits you the same way if you're not in your own house. So if people come to you on the holidays, it happens on December 22nd. For the majority of people, they are already done with all of their holiday shopping. Everything is wrapped under the tree or where it needs to be until Christmas morning. So the shopping is done. Usually at this point, most of the cleaning is also done because you're ready to enjoy the holidays. And what you have are children and time off of work. So even if you work a 9-to-5 job, you're going to have more time off of work at the end of the year, unless you are in like a fire person position, a police officer, or you work at a hospital. And thank you so much for your service if you are in those fields. For the rest of us, we're home a lot more. And unlike summer, when you're off and you want to spend time outside here in the US, you don't want to spend time outside in December. So you're home and you're looking around your house thinking, ooh, I'm off work, or the whole family is home, or my time is not accounted for. What quick project could I get done? And you will have different days and different weeks where you feel this way. Like the week before Christmas and New Year's is a very productive home organization week. I wish we had home organizers that could help you organize in your home. I get calls all the time. I could work a team of 10 people every single day that week because people want help organizing their home. Also, your storage room is empty because whatever holiday decorations you have are up and out, which empties out your storage room. And you've been in your storage room and you're like, you know what? Maybe now is the time to tackle this storage room. So you have this organizing energy that starts on the 22nd. Also, the children are home. And remember, when I said decluttering, decluttering involves a family because you have to ask them, can we get rid of this, mural that you made 10 years ago? Do we still need to have this party dress from 14 years ago? Can we please go through and organize your room, teenager? This is a great time before Christmas to organize your kids' bedrooms to get ready for the holidays that are coming. Very natural thing that moms do with kids who are school age. It's a great time to go through your storage room, but it's not organizing. If you hear what we're doing, we are decluttering. We are getting out. I don't think it's an accident that there's something called Boxing Day as a holiday on December 26th, which is my favorite holiday of the year. Has nothing to do with the sport. I used to think it had to do with the sport, but it does not. It has to do with, in England, it's a tradition that they would take the boxes that their gifts were given in, and they would fill them with things that they were ready to donate for the needy. Boxing Day, best holiday of the year. Grab all those Amazon boxes, and I believe there's a give back program, you can look it up, where you can actually put your donations in Amazon boxes and put them out front, and they will collect them and they will donate them for you. So if you're a big Amazon buyer, you might want to hold on to those boxes and then have your family fill them so that you could send them back and donate those items. So it's a big decluttering energy, and that decluttering energy of December 22nd to January 1st turns into an organizational energy on January 1st. It's just like, it's like clockwork. And this year, the way the winter break happens in the U.S. is awesome. It happens either December 20th or 22nd will be the last day your kids are in school. So they're actually in school a lot longer. Sometimes they're off school like on the 18th. But this year, some of the kids are in school all the way until the 22nd. But then they're off until like January 8th. My son doesn't go back until January 8th. So you get half of the time for decluttering and half of the time for organizing while your family is still home, which helps you as well. All right. I hope that really shed some light on those different organizational energies, different energies that happen throughout the year. I hope that made sense to you. I think when you know the energy that is around you and the natural inclination you have, it's easier for you to be motivated and step into that and use that natural tendency you have to reach your own goals. And my goal is to help you on your organizational journey, knowing that that starts with decluttering, moves through organization, and ends in productivity. I would love to have you join us in the 100-Day Home Organization Program. Registration is currently open November 10th to 14th of 2017. If you're listening to this afterwards, do not worry. It is going to be open again December 26th to December 31st, 2017. And as you heard, you can see that I open and close this program when it would be a natural fit for your energy to join so that I can capitalize on the natural energy that you have and help you reach your goals faster and easier. Go to organize365.com/100-days. If the program is open, you will be able to sign up right away. If it is not open, you can be added to the wait list. And I have something new for you. For this launch, November 10th to 14th, right now, there is also a have someone buy it for me button. So I know at this time of year, you're going, are you kidding me? You're right. Like, this would be the perfect time of year for me to join, but I can't possibly join now. I have to pay for Thanksgiving and Christmas and our trip and all these things. Like, I can't take this money out of the family budget for me, but I would love to have this. And how do I ask my spouse or my parents or whoever purchases for me to buy this for me for the holidays? So when you go to organize365.com/100-days, on this time only, it will say, have someone buy it for me. And then you'll be able to click on that link and send that link to your spouse, your parent, or whoever does holiday shopping for you, or if everyone goes together to buy you a gift, and they will be able to make the purchase without you knowing. I will ship the planner to them so you could still have it on Christmas morning. And then December 26th, we will automate having your email put into the system so you will be in right away and be able to receive the emails even though we won't be working on December 26th. So that's how I'm going to make that magic happen, because I do realize it is a big investment. I know a lot of you have heard about this 100-day program many, many, many times and not decided to join. I will just tell you that once people join, they go, oh my gosh, you are so right. I can't believe I waited so long. Like, this is exactly what I needed. Or what's happening right now, which I think I've already alluded to in this podcast, is we are in the middle of the 100 days towards the end. And many people have realized, I think all of the people have realized, they aren't doing every single day. They got through the kitchen, or they got through the first 42 days, and now they've petered out again. I want to re-energize you. I want to give you more incentive to finish out this 100 days strong, because I know it's a goal that you have for yourself. I do Facebook Lives Monday nights into the 100-day private Facebook community, which is always well attended, always a great response, so much fun for me. But I know that you do start to peter out, and now is when people say, oh, I'm so glad this is a lifetime membership. I'm so glad I don't have to get this done in one go through. I'm so glad I'm going through this the third time. And you're right. The first time I decluttered, the second time I organized, this time I'm buying the containers that really fit my space. Like, it is a three-time system. You get through it in a year, but you go through the 100 days three times. And now that you hear the different energies of the year, you could see how right now you're going to focus on the living spaces a lot. But in January, you might be focusing more on other areas of your home, based on, even though the challenge is the same, you're going to look at it differently based on the energy of the month. All right. I've rambled on long enough. You guys, I just love talking to you so much. Go ahead and check organize365.com/100-days. And I'm so excited. The next couple weeks, I am going to be sharing some interview podcasts with you. This is new for me. I'm getting better at this. I'm really enjoying introducing you to new people that I have met. These are not people doing the 100-day program this time. We're going to be talking about cooking. Yeah, you're going to want to tune in next week. We're going to talk about the week that I cooked. And that is a story. See you guys next week.